Paul, is that one of those games where there's a certain amount of risk attached to it, given that Buffalo had come off a big loss? And it, like, is there a risk there that, you know, maybe you guys come out in a different way than you did?
Yeah, I would think outside the room. Look at the standings, and they have beat last night, but tonight was, what, their second regulation loss in their last six games. They play very, very tight recently. And then after that loss, you get a real focused group. You also get a different kind of team. You don't have the same fatigue. It's a short turnaround. They didn't play coming into the back-to-back, and that game was over early in many, so you know they run their whole bench, right? So it's, they don't come in taxed like that. They come in focused, and they've been playing well prior to the mini game, so they played well tonight.
Dustin gets his first goal tonight, but I don't think he played in the last 250 of the game.
Yeah, he played about 17, 18 minutes tonight. We had 10 minutes of the game disappear on us killing penalties, so his numbers are down.
On that point, the team has been very disciplined this year, but did you feel that got a little bit away, especially in the second period there?
I didn't like the call on Blake. Other than that, the rest of them are stick penalties. So there's no point in me arguing whether we deserved them or not. You get your stick up, you got a chance to go to the box. I don't think that we can take, you know, we can't take those stick penalties that we took. It's not something that's on my radar that's creeping into our game or that we've seen a lot of it. It was a really tightly called stick game. And we had our sticks up.
When the end result is a victory, as it was tonight, can you almost find too much to pick apart? And do you even do that? Or
no,
do you just
we'll
on?
Do it because we play them again, so there's lots in that game that we can get better at. I'm not discounting that team. I think it's a pretty darn good team. So a win is a good result in here. We'll take what we need to get better at for when we play them again. That'll be it.
And I guess just the offshoot to the penalties is the penalty kill looked pretty good, as did the power play tonight with two more goals.
Special teams difference for sure in the game tonight. I think we got right out of any kind of 5-on-5 rhythm in the game, and it never came back. I'm not sure it did for either team. You know, you run as many power plays as they did without a result, they'll have a certain amount of offensive frustration too. You know, if we go 0-for-5 on a night where the other team goes 2-for-4, we're looking at that as the turning point in the game. And the 5-on-5 game was a quiet. There wasn't a lot of action. It was a quiet building, rightfully so. I think it was appropriate for the game that was played.
And then just last one, did Josh Morrissey get shaken up a bit there towards the end of the third?
Not that I've been told. Good. He's fine.
Blake has 7 points in the four games that Scheif went down. That line's playing great. Is he potentially playing himself into a situation where you'd have to consider not taking him out of that center position when Scheif is back?
If he can run another 6 weeks on that, then we're going to take a real hard look at him playing center ice. Sure, I'd consider it. There are other things that we can do.
Now, would that mean
that I want to qualify it before you take that one.
Of course.
There's 5 more weeks ahead of us, right?
Yeah.
6 more. Don't now. You guys are asking me about the injury, so we'll see in late February. Yeah.
Brian Little had said that this team is far more comfortable in games like that than you used to be. How did you guys get there?
We have a deeper bench at the end of the day, right? So Dustin doesn't play in the last couple minutes. There's guys that were in that defensive rhythm. We've got a bunch of different options at the end of games. When you cut to 3 lines, you really don't have to hide a line. You know, if you get caught in a bad rotation, you're not in trouble. The TV timeout doesn't fall your way. So we're just a little bit deeper, which I think means we can keep all the minutes. We're low tonight. We can keep the players a little bit fresher toward the end of game. And we have all those young guys have a better understanding of what they need to do to close the game out.
Buff, I mean, his actions kind of showed what he thought after he scored that goal. What were you thinking when you saw him finally get that one off his back?
You know, I think there was more talk about it 3-4 weeks ago just before he got hurt, and then it kind of got away. Like, I there's clearly more there. He's had a lot of good chances. He's had a lot of good shots at the net. But, you know, the rest of his game, big hit in the corner. I think he's being maybe slightly underappreciated for the quality and the change, the attention he's put into trying to play within that style of game. And when we've had leads, and we've had a lot of them, he's played a real smart game.